Good afternoon to all my moon dancers out there. It has been quite some time since you and I sat down and had a little chat. So I thought it was about time that I let you know what has been going on in my life recently, how that has impacted some major decisions that I've made, and what my plans are for the future. It's been a wild ride. First off, many of you may be aware that I have had health issues for quite some time. The big reason that I'm making this podcast, is it a podcast? Yes, I suppose it is. The big reason I'm talking to you now is that some of you know what was wrong with me. Some of you think you know what's wrong with me. And some of you have made absolutely wild guesses that are so far wide of the mark, it's untrue. I have had, or I have heard rather, quite a lot of rumors about what's been going on with me, and some of them stretch my credulity, shall we say, and I just thought it's about time I put the record straight. You know how rumors are. Chinese whispers. They start off with somebody saying, oh, he's not well. And then it goes to, he's got multiple sclerosis. And then I heard that I'd been involved in a car crash and was paralyzed. And then I heard that I had COVID and that it caused complications and I was suffering from pneumonia. I think the list goes on and on and on and on. So let me put your minds to rest. First of all, I am well. Or rather, I am as well as I will probably ever be. For a little over a year now, I have been fighting cancer. One of the more common forms, but in my case, because of family history, there were things that happened they didn't expect to happen. I have managed to survive it relatively well. There were days when I felt like I could take on the world, usually when I'd just been pumped full of steroids that will have an effect on you. Those lucid moments were when I produced what I thought were some good audios. I apologize to any of you listeners for the quality and frequency of my audios. Yeah, well, well, do you know what? They give you this long list of side effects that can be caused from the chemotherapy. Not anywhere did they say that you might end up one day feeling incredibly horny. Well, some of the other side effects were not so good. And there were days when I woke up and I just... Well, there were days when I woke up and I didn't want to wake up. I'm not saying this to garner pity. I don't want anyone's pity, so please don't. I have been lucky enough to have the support of some extremely good friends. And I include my fans on GWA. Those of you who thought there was something wrong with me, your words of encouragement meant a great deal. They really did. Although I haven't been posting as much as I did a while ago, when I posted, it was a pleasant distraction from what was going on in my life. The real world, that is. The good news is that I am now, as of a week ago, in remission. Yes, I got to ding that bloody bell. You know, you there's a little bell outside the treatment centre. One is never quite cured of cancer. That's why it's referred to as remission. It can come back. In my case, for various genetic reasons, there is a distinct possibility that it will come back. It's just a matter of time. Time. Time is the most precious commodity that we have in the world, and I know that my time is limited. Which, as I said, led to some major decisions. I still, as I've said before, mean to travel. And now that COVID is finally easing, and European travel is back on the market, I am just going to disappear somewhere and enjoy every single moment that I have to enjoy. It doesn't mean that I'm going to stop recording on GWA. I enjoy it too much. I have made some wonderful friends on this little corner of our internet. And there are still some stories that I want to tell. For those people who commissioned work from me, I apologize for taking so long. If you still want a commission, then I am available. I'm not doing anything for the next month. Well, no, that's not true. I am doing lots of things, but I'm sure I can find some time for that. Thank you to each and every one of you, to my listeners, whoever and wherever you are, for making me smile when I didn't necessarily feel like smiling. And now to the celebration. On the 22nd of August, it will be my 5th cake day. My God, I can't believe I've been at this game for 5 years. I started out with such good intentions. So, what will we do? What will we do indeed, dear listener? I leave that up to you. If you have any suggestions on how to help me celebrate my cake day, what you would like to hear, perhaps I can do another Moondance rewound, take some of my older audios that are not particularly that good and rework them for you. Perhaps you'd like to challenge me to something, make the unsexy sexy, I don't know. I'm not having another round of eating fruit, though. That's off the table. Moondance drinks whiskey. Yeah, that I can go for. If you have some suggestions on what I can do, I plan to have a month of celebration from the 22nd of August to the 22nd of September. I may not be available for some of that time because I have some trips planned, but for most of it, I'll make sure that I can make some of your dreams come true. If you got this far, thank you for listening. I appreciate it. Have a wonderful day. And now I raise my glass and wish you life, love, and everything that makes you smile. Cheers, my dear listener.